to you. Also, Conservative Theological University is offering free your first introductory online Bible course. You only pay for your textbooks. CTU provides the rest. Go to conservative.edu for more info. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're delighted that you've chosen to join our broadcast today. Looking forward to your dialogue and discussion. We're talking about President Trump's report card. What are your evaluations, or what are your evaluations for President Trump for the first 100 days in office? As I read articles coming out of the mouth and out of the voices of the socialist, Marxist, communist left, we're finding this, saying that he is horrible, that he's doing a horrible job, that it is desperately wicked what he's doing. They're making all kind of rattling sabers and what they're saying. Some of the Democrat governors are saying that they need to come against. Let me read one little statement before we take our next caller. From Governor J.B. Pritzker, Democrat governor of Illinois, says we need to have mass protest, mobilization, disruption, so that the Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. He goes on to say, never before in my life have I called for mass protest, for mobilization or disruption, but I'm doing that now, he says. He goes on to talk about, he's calling the Democrats out. They're blaming each other for the losses. He says, you can't do that. They've got to stand against anything that President Donald J. Trump says or does. I believe I have Kenneth on the line. Kenneth, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir, Dr. Youngblood.
Good morning, afternoon, that is.
Good morning. I tell you what, this is so crazy what they're doing. And if he cannot win again, but his popularity went back up. If he cannot win again, if the Democrats get it, and this new Pope, that Pope Francis put in the pocket with his ideals and stuff, America is going to be in trouble.
Kenneth, you're exactly right, brother, in saying America is going to be in trouble. We're in trouble now. Did you realize, and our listeners may not realize it, that we realize that there's been approximately 200 lawsuits filed against President Trump and all of his orbit and all of his cabinet members and everything there. I don't believe there's a single item on the list of what Trump has done, what he's instigated, what he started, but what there's a suit, one or more lawsuits against him. They're using lawfare to try to cripple him, to try to immobilize him so that he cannot move forward. And my major question is, what's the Supreme Court doing? Why is John Roberts so silent? Is John Roberts somehow, some way compromised that he cannot take the stand and stop these, how would you say, the loose cannons, these that, as one writer put it, a small judge in a small courtroom in a small city in a small state across America with a black robe on that thinks he's God, that he can control the Oval Office? We're witnessing a major constitutional issue, constitutional crisis today. Now, the question, Kenneth, the newest thing on the news, and I talked with Greg about it a moment ago, is Alcatraz, that President Trump just gave the order for it to be opened, for it to be renovated and put into use. And my opinion, he didn't say this, but all of those that the court say that you can't ship back, we'll keep them. If you want to have a day in court, you want to have, quote, your time before a judge, you've already had that in most cases, other than those that Obama and Biden flew in at the dark of night and dumped in our cities across America. So I believe he'll use Alcatraz for the purpose of a holding tank. Rather than using Gitmo, he'll use Alcatraz to put them in. That's a whole lot cheaper than a $500 a night hotel room, as has been taking place in New York and Chicago and other places. So, Kenneth, the question is, what are your thoughts about President Trump's accomplishments for 100 days? In your mind, what is the top one, two, or three things that he's done that you're satisfied with, that you want to say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord?
Yes, sir. I tell you what. I tell you the truth. He has done more because I'm a Reagan fan, but I saw what Ronald Reagan was doing, and I said, Trump has exceeded him, to me, in my opinion. He has succeeded him. He is trying to get America back on track. But I pray to God. I mean, because like Jesus said, it's going to be like birth pains. And if he can't get back reelected, America is going to be in trouble. We are going to be in big trouble.
Well, he just dropped a couple of hints the other day in relationship to his replacement when his term is out. I don't think he's counting on trying to have the he cannot run for a third term unless the Constitution has changed. I don't believe there will be time for that because it had to be approved by each of the states, many of them, not all of them. But I don't believe that's the case. But one of the things he just mentioned was the possibility of either Marco Rubio or his VP, which is J.D. Vance. And, of course, if they stay as an understudy under President Trump for 4 years, they'd be well-equipped, well-qualified to carry out in his shoes what he has started. So it's my prayer that God will continue to divinely intervene and give us Trump 1, Trump 2, Trump 3, whatever it may be, that America will be protected. I am thankful. Two, three things that I'll say to you and get your take on it. I'm thankful for the sealing of the borders. I'm thankful for the fact that President Trump has acknowledged what God has already said. God said we've got two sexes, two genders, and President Trump has publicly acknowledged that and by executive order said there's no such thing as bisexual, homosexual, trisexual, or in any way these 157 different genders. President Trump said there's two genders, male and female. And he is saying exactly what God has already said in the Word of God, especially as you find in what God created, male and female created he them, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. We find that President Trump is aligning with what we would call traditional biblical Christian theological dogma and doctrine. And I'm thankful to see that. So I could sit for the balance of the day and talk about the things that he's done, the things that he's doing that should cause every Christian, every conservative, every patriot to simply say, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. And may he be protected, and may God, through the power of the Holy Spirit, continue to guide him, guard him, protect him, and give him wisdom to do what I believe God has put him in a position to do.
I just want to ask you one more question, Dr.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. Let's get into Fort Knox and see what the deal is.
Not only to get into Fort Knox and see what the deal is, they've already been there. I'm amazed that there's not been any public acknowledgement of what they've seen and what they've discovered in Fort Knox. I'm concerned with what's going to happen. I'm concerned with what's going to happen with DOGE, D-O-G-E, and their, what they've uncovered with the billions and billions and billions of dollars of waste, fraud, and abuse. I'm waiting to see some legislation introduced by the Speaker of the House and others that will take what has been found through Elon Musk and his team, what's been found, and do something to trace it down and charge somebody with the crime of theft and robbery, yes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Because we've witnessed, yes, with what they have discovered, it has been a fraud perpetrated on American taxpayers for many, many, many years, and it's finally becoming uncovered. So, Kenneth, it deserves our prayer. Every Christian, every conservative, every patriot listening, we need to continue to pray that God will continue to give Trump preservation, protection, and that he would give them Trump wisdom to keep doing what he has been called to do. Kenneth, thank you, brother, for your call. God bless you as we keep looking up. I believe we have Santiago is on the line. Go over to question or comment, please.
Yeah, God bless you, Dr. Youngblood. The reason that I vote for President Donald Trump, he was because his commitment to take control of the border when we don't have no control, take control of all these homosexual and agenda that they have, control in the classroom. I don't know how demonic people writing book, like the other Friday you say, and you had that lady talking about they tried to impose those books in children. That's one of the reasons that I vote for President Donald Trump. And another one, to get the job back to the United States. How are we going to support our country if we don't have no job? Are we supporting other countries buying stuff from them, and they getting rich and we getting poor? And that's the reason. God bless you. That's my comment.
Santiago, you're on target with your statement, sir. Thankful for you and for your stand. God bless you. Thank you for your call. I believe, ladies and gentlemen, we need to look up, listen up, and understand what God is doing and what is taking place in our midst today. As I look at headlines, I'm astounded. Headline I'm reading now. Teacher, it's talking about a school teacher. A teacher calls for the assassination of President Trump and all of his supporters. Dateline, May 2nd, 2025. The latest chapter of the leftist and the Democrats advocating for violence, even murder, has arrived. There long have been statements by the community that call for the removal or elimination of President Trump. Verbiage that one reporter called assassination preparation. Now, an instructor from a school in Maine has turned blunt, calling on Secret Service to kill Trump and all of his supporters. She insisted that the federal agencies step up, avoid a civil war by killing Trump and all of his supporters. She claimed it would be not constitute assassination, since she turned conspiracy theorist with the claim that Trump is not a legitimate president, duly elected by the American people. She said, if I had the skill set, I would carry it out and do this myself. Goes on with a major article in relationship to that, with what J.B. Pritzker is saying as the Democrat governor of the state of Illinois. Ladies and gentlemen, I am frightened when I see this being public and what it might say and do in the minds and the hearts of those that are not balanced very well emotionally and what they perhaps could do. We already know that President Trump has had several claims of assassination. President Trump has already gone through two attempted assassinations, and as one pastor out of Illinois said, it was the millimeter miracle that saved Trump for him to do what he's doing now in delivering America from destruction. I'm thankful. But here's the other portion of that article, and it goes back to J.B. Pritzker, the Democrat billionaire governor of the state of Illinois. Never before in my life have I called for mass protest or mobilization for disruption, but I am now. These Republicans cannot know a moment of peace. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what they're doing. They're bragging. Listen, I don't know if you've heard it or not, but the Socialist, Marxist, Communist, Democratic Party, they're bragging about the Obama and Biden appointed judges that's carrying out at their behest the lawfare to try to President Trump, trying to undermine and destroy everything that he's attempting to do. I don't know about you, ladies and gentlemen, but I'm excited about the fact that God put President Trump back in office, and I believe it was for a purpose. I believe that God has a purpose for him. But listen, I'm not saying that we need to put our hope and trust and our prayers totally and completely in a man. Psalms 146 and verse 3 says, put not your trust in princes, nor in the sons of man, but in whom there is no help. Ladies and gentlemen, it's just like in the little book of Esther, where Esther said that she's placed in that position for such a time as this. And I believe that's what God has done with President Donald J. Trump. He's put him in office for a time like this, that I believe he is the man for the hour. I believe he's the one with the spine, the backbone, the wisdom, the insight enough to be able to do what he said he would do on the campaign trail. He said he would seal the southern border. It's been sealed, and it's been non-publicized that he's already rebuilt, or built, if you will, about another 100 miles of walls on the southern border. That's underway as we speak, and yet there's no mention of it, no news media, no news reels showing what he's doing. But our border is sealed. He has declared only two genders as in alignment with the Word of God. He has set up through Pam Bondi in the DOJ's office a commission to make sure that there's no bias against Christians and conservatives in any realm of government, any governmental agency that it is today considered no, you cannot do that. Under President Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen, he has stopped, he said by executive order, that males cannot perform in sports, female sports, and perform against them. He stopped the radical transgender body butchery, where young men and young ladies, because they have some kind of sexual dysphoria, that they have their body parts cut off. Donald Trump, President Trump, has said, no, that must end. So, ladies and gentlemen, I could go all day with a list infinitum of what President Trump has done that I believe is following the will and blessing of God for America. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go over the question or comment, please.
Good afternoon, Dr. Youngblood. How are you today?
I'm doing great. I pray that you are.
Outstanding, sir. Outstanding. I cannot claim to know God's will, but I know enough of his word, and I have a small amount of discernment. The battle that's going on right now politically has severe undertones of good versus evil. Mm-hmm. You look at what Trump's doing, he's doing it for the betterment of American citizens there, and he's trying to follow a biblical guideline, particularly whenever it comes to the gender issues, males and female sports, fair business practices with nations that are not our own, and looking out and wanting to bring back industry so the working man can make a better living for himself. But if you look at the other side of that equation, and you look at all of the, for lack of a better term, evil that's going on with the judges and their proclamations, the MS-13 gangbanger who beats his wife has restraining orders, and what a good person he is. The most recent one now with this Brooklyn man who was charged with the crime of, well, he was charged for abusing a corpse. I won't use the word that he was actually charged with. Mm-hmm. The California judge that is telling ICE they cannot arrest anybody that they might suspect is an illegal here. And then you look at all of these judges and all of their bias and all of the reasons that they should recuse, including this latest judge in California. And she say, her husband is in real estate to multifamily homes, and a lot of his clientele are not here legally. So Boasberg, his daughter, being with a partnership law firm that represents illegals. It's truly, I believe God is giving us this opportunity. Which side of the fence are you on? Are you on my side? Are you with me? Or are you on the other side? Because you cannot walk the fence and be lukewarm in this one there. Because Christ tells us, if you're lukewarm, I will spew you out. So you're either for or you're either not. And all of these choices and all of these things that are being presented in our society today are clearly, you have to make a decision. As for me, I'm with God. I'm with his son.
Jim, it reminds me of Joshua 24:15. Choose you this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And that ought to be the heartbeat and the mindset of every child of God, for every Christian that's listening. And by the way, I understand in an article that I recently read former President Obama is planning on going down, Venezuela, and try to get the thug out of prison and bring him back to America. I think it's a sad shame where we have the Democrats think having more interest in a gangbanger, a MS-13 member, a wife beater, one that was importing illegals in and distributing them across the Northeast. I believe it's sad to see the entire Democratic Party focused on protecting him, bringing him back, and claiming that he needs due process more so than those that he have been murdered, raped, robbed, and disabled as a result of the illegal invaders coming into the United States of America. Now, I just need to check your thoughts on it. What are your thoughts about the rehabbing of Alcatraz and using that as a place for these especially that the courts are saying you can't ship back, you've got to give them due process, keep them? Do you think President Trump's planning on keeping them in Alcatraz for days, weeks, months, years, until their case comes up, if that's what the courts insist?
Well, Alcatraz is a unique prison system there. It's in the middle of the San Francisco Bay. I don't know that California would go along merrily with that. I have a feeling that they would do everything they possibly could to inhibit or keep the prisoner transfer. You know, 'cause they have to get to the island somehow. So they would be constantly in the way because a lot of people in that area have completely lost their mind. I don't have any issues with it at all. Gitmo's a good place to use. Any other prison that's not being utilized is fine with me. I don't have any issues with direct flights straight into El Salvador to the CENTCON facility. The president of El Salvador has already told us that he could sustain our prison population here in the United States for much cheaper than we can. Hey, mm-hmm. Sounds to me like a win-win deal.
Absolutely. Well, I am thankful for the president for what he's doing. So in your grading, we're talking about President Trump's report card for his first 100 days. What kind of grade would you give him across the board, looking at, if you want to use that academically speaking, reading, writing, arithmetic, all of his academics out there? How would you, what would be across the line, across the board score that you would give? A, B, C, D, E, F, what would you give him?
A for extreme effort. I do believe that we need to be praying for the other side that is literally under the sway of Satan, that is trying to undo or inhibit everything that he's trying to do for the nation. There are really some misplaced priorities there, sir.
Absolutely. I'm thankful for several things, and I've touched on, and I could name a list for the balance of the day of the accomplishments that I believe that God has used President Trump for. There's no more hospitals and doctors that are practicing abortion with taxpayer dollars at this moment. That's been stopped. No more Title IX violation where males can go into female locker rooms, shower rooms, dressing rooms, bathrooms, etc. No more males into the sports, female sports. Now, all of that's being challenged with lawfare, and all of that's being put on the table for the courts to hear. My opinion, Jim, I'll run this by you and then turn you loose. My opinion, all of these things need to be combined into one major ball of wax for the U.S. Supreme Court to analyze. And the question must be, does President Trump, under the Constitution, have the authority to do what he's doing or not? If the court says that he does not have that authority, we've destroyed the Oval Office and the authority of the president. What are your thoughts? What are your responses to that statement?
I believe that it should go before the Supreme Court. However, I lack any confidence in their ability to render a constitutional judgment because of past judgments. They really need to do this. These federal courts inside of these districts here are legislating from the bench, and that is not part of Article 3 in the Constitution. It absolutely forbids the judiciary from legislating from the bench. Their only job is to determine legality, constitutionality, for the law and use precedence and standing from previous case. But I just have no confidence in them, sir.
Now, Jim, there, I must do this. It crosses my mind, and I cannot call the president's name. I believe it was Andrew Jackson, if I'm not mistaken, that the Supreme Court made a ruling of something that he could not do, but yet constitutionally he had the authority. And so when that was
let
done...
Let them enforce it.
When that was done, he said, that's your opinion, now try to enforce it. Now,
yes.
My position, and some, my opinion, and some might think this is radical, not meant to sound radical, my opinion, some of the things that the courts have tried to be empowered to do that's against the Constitution, I believe President Donald J. Trump needs to say, that's your opinion, now enforce it. Because what our listeners may not understand, Supreme Court does not make law. Supreme Court is not the legislative branch. Supreme Court is essentially the judicial branch, and their only requirement is to determine the law, is that law based on the Constitution or not. And if President Trump has the authority in the Constitution, Article 3, as I believe that he does, I believe
Article
that if
2,
court,
sir.
Article 2, you're right.
Yes, sir.
As I believe he does, I believe the Supreme Court needs to be, that Trump needs to say, that's your opinion, now you enforce it if you can. That's my most humble opinion. What say you?
I would agree 100% with that. However, the judiciary is going to, the lower courts really shouldn't be involved with it. This should be before
Absolutely.
The Supreme Court.
Absolutely.
They're doing nothing more than the bidding of lawfare and the left right now. And it's been proven through quite a few of these judges there that they have they should have recused themselves because of their associations with family members. Mm-hmm. They need to rein it in. If you look at it, the Biden administration with the student loans there, the Supreme Court ruled that it was unconstitutional, yet the Biden administration continued to
yes.
do it. So Trump has the same standing.
Correct, absolutely. Sir? Absolutely. You're right. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you, sir.
And my challenge, by the way, Jim, to our listeners today across the board, we need to continue to seek God's face, ask God to continue to heal our land. Only God can accomplish what I believe God has already started through the heart and the life and the willingness and surrender, as I call it, of Donald J. Trump to the will of God in trying to repair and protect the United States of America. Jim, brother, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've got just a few moments left on the broadcast today, but the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. You've got enough time to put in, as the old cliche goes, your 2 cents worth. Love to hear from you if that is the case. But ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about President Donald Trump's report card, his first 100 days in office. President Trump has established a commission to stop any Christian bias. And if he had not done anything other than seal the border and set the commission up to make sure that Christians are protected in society today, that'd be sufficient for me. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful for the fact that I can give my opinion. My position is that Donald J. Trump has a straight A across the board of the things that he's accomplished in his 100 days. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
You have been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issues broadcast on WBOB AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
A little bitty word that makes a real big difference.